Fanny. I'm sorry, Fawny. Fawny. Fawny is under fire. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications.
In breaking news at this hour, the state Senate will now conduct their own investigation into allegations that Fulton County District Attorney Fawny Willis had an improper relationship with one of her top prosecutors. Atlanta News First political reporter Doug Reardon live at the courthouse for us downtown. Doug, lay out today's developments.
Right, Tracy. Well, this was approved this morning. It will be made up of 9 state senators who are Republicans and 9 who are, 3 who are Democrats. They're going to have subpoena power, which is really kind of the rub here, because that will allow them to demand documents and also testimony from people like Fawny Willis and the man she is alleged to have been in that improper relationship with, her special prosecutor, Nathan Wade. So as we mentioned, that was approved by senators this morning. It was proposed just last week, so that process went relatively rapidly. What they won't have the power to do, though, is remove her from office. Instead, what will happen here is they will issue a report detailing their findings on that alleged relationship and any financial mismanagement of taxpayer dollars. It could lead to law changes and even a severe defunding of state dollars to Willis's office. We have a budget coming up soon. Keep that in mind. We also learned today that a Fulton County ethics panel will be conducting their own investigation into these accusations. And Republican State Senator Charlize Byrd introduced articles of impeachment against Willis also today, which Georgia State Law Professor Clark Cunningham says could be a real problem for Willis, with Republicans having the numbers there.
The Georgia Constitution just says the House has the power of impeachment. So there's no definition. I would be surprised if the House doesn't pass articles of impeachment against her.
And Clark told us today there is one way for Willis to hold on to this case and make sure it stays in her office. He wrote an op-ed in the New York Times about it. We're going to pick his brain on that coming up at 4:30. For now, we're outside the Fulton County Courthouse. Doug Reardon, Atlanta News First.
So essentially, she's going to be investigated by a panel. This is what this is saying. She's going to be investigated. The investigation will not lead to her losing her job. So regardless of how you feel about her, and regardless of whether or not they find wrongdoing, which obviously just based off of optics alone, this is wrongdoing, in no corporate setting. And this is the problem with public tax dollars. This is a problem with public office. This is a problem across the board. In no setting that I've ever been able to witness, can you hold on to your job when you have bad optics like this and misappropriation of funds that you're allocating towards a person that's busting you down when they are still married? Listen, the Walmart girl just got fired for holding a woman accountable on camera for bringing her kid in there freezing cold in some of the lowest temperatures in the year so far. And she got fired from Walmart. And you have a person that is responsible for upholding the law and determining who's going to be prosecuted and what charges can be brought up against who in a jury of your peers or in court sessions, including the president of the United States. And we've obviously over several weeks have discovered wrongdoing and even bad optics with regard to who it is that she's paying and who it is that she's going on vacation with. The wife, the ex-wife that hasn't even finished her divorce proceedings is claiming wrongdoing in their marriage. And we are still unable to hold this woman accountable. We have to go over law in order to hold the woman accountable that's determining where the monies is getting allocated that's budgeted for her office. Even if they lower the amount of money that they give to her budget, it's not going to affect her bag. It ain't going to affect how much money she's making. I wonder how much money she's making. Let me see something. Fawny Willis salary. This can't be right. No way this is accurate. No way that this is accurate. Impossible. No way that this is accurate. You got to be kidding me. Hold on, fam. I don't believe it. I don't believe it even a little bit. No way. You can't sell me on it. It's got to be wrong. Let me just share it. I don't believe that this is accurate, but I'm going to share it. Because I don't believe everything that's on the internet. Graduate of Howard University and Emory University School of Law. Begin her legal career as a prosecutor. Gained recognition for her role in the Atlanta Public Schools cheating scandal case. Goes on to say, hold on, let me see if I can close this out because I got all of this crap down here. Goes on to say, 2020 secured a significant electoral victory, defeating six-term incumbent to become district attorney. High-profile cases have marked her tenure, notably investigation into Donald Trump's attempts to influence Georgia's 2020 election results, led to indictment against Trump and 18 others on 41 charges. 2002, indicting Young Thug, Unfold, net worth. Okay. No way she got a net worth of $8 million. Breaking down her finances, Willis earns an annual income of $2.7 million with a base salary of $110,000 and an additional $1.5 million from various sources, including a speaking fee of $12,000 per event. She owns 8 cars beyond the numbers. Her wealth includes $5 million in real estate, encompassing 300 acres of farmland in Utah and Maui, 4-bedroom luxury villa in Georgia, and 2 properties in Houston. No way. Y'all shut up. This ain't right. $2 million. Where did they get this from? Nah, I'm not going with this. I'm not going with it. Nope, I'm not going with it. That's impossible. No way. No way. No way I'm going to believe that even a little bit. I'm not going for it. But anyways, this goes more into the impeachment process of what's happening with Fani Willis.
Of an improper relationship between Fulton County DA Fani Willis and one of her prosecutors now has the attention of the Georgia State Senate. Today, lawmakers there approved a committee to investigate these claims. Atlanta News First political reporter Doug Reardon joins us live from the Fulton County Courthouse with the efforts from Georgia and D.C. to remove Willis from this case. Doug.
Right, Blair, this is getting very real for the district attorney. Now, that commission that was approved this morning by senators up the road under the Gold Dome will have subpoena power, meaning they can demand documents and even testimony. On top of that, also today, one of our state representatives proposed articles of impeachment against the district attorney, and even one of our federal U.S. congresswomen also authored a formal complaint.
Y'all actually believe that in the chat? Y'all believe it. Some of y'all believe in that that's underreported. Okay, wait. You telling me, hold on, because listen, let's just be for real. You telling me a person that graduated from Hampton and Emory, that went into being a prosecutor, that wound up being elected, their entire bag has come from speaking fees of about $12,000 and an average salary above six figures, slightly above six figures. She is only Fani Willis' age. Is she that old? Jesus. Really? This chick is 51 years old. What am I looking at? Am I just off? This can't be true. She 53? She was born in 1971? Hold on, let me see something. But 2 kids, huh? No freaking way. This chick was born in 1971. She is 53 years old. She must have just had a birthday. Wow. October 27, 1971 in Inglewood, California. Inglewood. What in God's name is happening out here? I am so confused right now. I am 100% confused. Okay. All right. Because I was about to say something different. I still don't believe she got no net worth of $8 million. Jesus. What am I on? I took the wrong, listen, y'all need to be taking a different path. Y'all should be going into politics. That's where the money is.
Things picked up steam Friday for District Attorney Fonnie Willis, now almost a month after the filing of allegations that she was dating the man she hired as a special prosecutor in the historic election indictment.
On the adoption resolution, as amended, the yeas are 30 and the nays are 19.
The state Senate approved their own committee to investigate possible conflicts of interest and how taxpayer dollars were used to pay that man, Nathan Wade.
To date, folks, $654,000 of taxpayer money has been spent on this. As details continue to surface on a daily basis, it becomes more and more clear this was prosecution for personal profit.
The allegations claim Willis, whose office paid Wade large sums for his work, also traveled with him several times on cruises and vacations to Florida and California. On Friday, Atlanta News first obtained a copy of a formal complaint filed by U.S. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Also on Friday, state GOP Rep. Charlize Byrd also introduced articles of impeachment against Willis in the state House that has the numbers to make that a reality.
I would be surprised if the House doesn't pass articles.
Super says, Anton, I think you'll be in politics one day. You got dog right, I'm going to be in politics one day. Mm-hmm. If I ever decide to retire or if I ever get kicked off of YouTube, I'm running straight for office. I'm going to office right away. That's where the money at. Forget content creation, I'm going into YouTube. I mean, I'm going into politics. You can forget it. What's the next seat that I need to get? I don't want to be mayor because mayors be catching hell. I might have to work my way up. It's a lot of money in being mayor, though. I don't know. We'll see.
Impeachment against her.
Georgia State Law and Ethics Professor Clark Cunningham says Georgia's bar for impeachment is relatively low. He authored an op-ed in the New York Times this week arguing that the only way for Willis to avoid losing the case would be to take a leave of absence.
If the disqualification happens, a new prosecutor is appointed. If she's removed by impeachment, the governor appoints a new prosecutor. So the only way she could guarantee that her office stays in control of this case is by taking a leave.
And Clark says if she wanted to, she certainly has the leverage to do it, given the multitude of swatting attempts and threats that she has been the victim of since this all started. Now, she will be here in Fulton County Court on February 15th, where a judge will decide just exactly what to do about these allegations and as far as keeping her on the case.
All I know is, of all the things that I can think of, Bernie Sanders spends a lot of times pointing out salaries and corruption and all of this stuff in corporate America and stuff like that. But he has an inside track on how every single Congress member, I mean, almost every single Congress member and Senate representative and legislator, all of them get rich eventually. All of these people are living off of public salaries. Forget the impeachment. We don't even care because we already know that they corrupt. And they're going to do whatever it is that they're going to do. But all of these people eventually get rich. And they live rich. And they be on private planes. Why are all of our public representatives richer than the regular people that they supposed to be representing? They richer than the lobbyists. They richer than some of these people in these corporations that be lobbying them in order to get certain laws passed. I just need to know, like, Nancy Pelosi is better than Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger together combined in her stock picks. We need to just mimic Nancy Pelosi's, you know, in stock club, just mimic her, whatever her stuff is, and we ain't got to go through the anguish and mental anguish of trying to sit through and parse through all of the data and information that we go through in stock club. All of these people are super rich. No, they wealthy. You're right. I agree with you. They not just rich, they wealthy. Bernie is rich, and he's supposed to be the best one of them all. It's just dirty. It's a dirty game, man. It's all rigged. The game is rigged, flat out.